The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Hello, hello, hello. Well, good afternoon, everyone, on this Tuesday afternoon. It's another beautiful day on Vashon. Time for Adventures in Recovery with your host, Tom Walston, where every Tuesday afternoon at around 1:30, we explore a lot of the different interesting things going on this wonderful island of ours. And sometimes we have a guest. Sometimes we don't have a guest, but I try to bring you some information and updates about things that are going on here on the island. Last week, if you remember, if you were tuning in, last Tuesday, as a matter of fact, was Random Acts of Kindness Day. So, thinking back last week, did you fulfill that? Did you do anything for Random Acts of Kindness Day? And it didn't have to be just last Tuesday. You can do that every single day of the week. Do something nice for somebody else and not expect anything in return. And oftentimes it's even more fun to do it anonymously. So, something for you to think about. You know, I forgot to ask you guys, how many of you took advantage in the month of January for Dry January? And that's where we talked about, you know, if you do enjoy some form of alcohol on a regular, semi-regular basis, the goal was, or the challenge, if you will, was to see how you could put it down and be abstinent for the month of January. And some people found that, you know, they were kind of on a roll with being abstinent, and they decided to continue it even just a little bit longer due to feeling better in the long run, maybe even losing a couple of pounds and waking up the next morning feeling better. And the list goes on and on for all the benefits of not drinking. In fact, as you all probably know by now, I am the clinical supervisor of the Substance Use Disorder Department at Vashon Youth and Family Services, and it's so gratifying to see how much recovery is going on the island. And I'm not just talking about alcohol. I'm talking about fentanyl, you know, other opioids. I'm talking about even smoking weed. You know, yes, it's legal now, but how's it affecting you and your kind of the way you are presented with other people? Not to mention the amount of money you might be spending on what I used to term as extracurricular activities, if you know what I mean. So anyway, glad you all tuned in today. I'm thankful that you share with us on a regular basis some of your ideas and input, and for up-to-date information on other things that are going on the island, you can always check out the website for Vashon Youth and Family Services, and that's simply VYFS.org. And you're going to notice that you can go back to one of the tabs on top and listen to all of the archived shows of Adventures of Recovery. So if you've missed one, or if you're extremely bored, you can peruse that and see if some of the topics appeal to you and you want to listen to them. Another thing that is being offered free on the website of Vashon Youth and Family Services is something called, well, first of all, before I tell you what it's called, have any of you filled out your will at this point? Something we typically don't like to think about, but you know, before we pass, and none of us know exactly, most of us don't know exactly when that's going to happen, do you have your last will and testament in order? It's not a real popular topic, but if you go to the website, click on planned giving, you can get started with that, where you can complete your entire will free of charge, and you can make updates to it and make amends to it anytime you want. But the whole format, and I signed on today to check it out because I have not done mine yet. I will be the first to admit. But if you go on there, fill it out. And like I said, you can change it to make amends to it anytime you want. But it's just another free offering to the community from Vashon Youth and Family Services. So think about that. It's a great way to secure an easy way that's going to help you create or, like I said, update your will. And taking this step can bring clarity. It'll reduce uncertainty and provide peace of mind. And the whole deal just takes about 20 minutes. So check it out. You got nothing to lose.
Another summer day has come and gone away from Paris or Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. Just want to go home. Oh, I miss you. I've been keeping all the letters that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? Well, I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more. Another aeroplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I wanna go home. I got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I wanna come home. I'm living someone else's life. It's like I just stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away in either Paris or Rome, and I wanna go home. Let me go home. And I'm surrounded by a million people. I still feel alone, and let me go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. Let me go home.
You can't beat the sounds of the voice of Michael Bublé. Couple of quick notes for you. Giving or Living with Grief, the series that is being presented by our own Kenny Alton, continues. And let's see here. If you haven't registered yet, you can still do that. And it's a grief group, and it is, so far I've heard nothing but rave reviews about how it helps people move some of those feelings and emotions. But you do have to register in advance. They're all given at the Women Hold the Key facility at 9822 Southwest Gorsuch Road. So if you want to participate and get registered, call Susan Pittager, 206-818-4232. How many of you in the past have enjoyed the free movies presented at the Vashon Theater thanks to a grant that VYFS has received? And you know what? We're going to be able to do it again, folks. And it doesn't just include a free movie. It includes free popcorn, free drink, and some free candy. And then after the movie, we host, when I say we, I mean counselors from VESH and Youth and Family Services, host a Q&A right after the movie while you enjoy free pizza. So it's a package deal. And the next one is going to be on March 17th, which also happens to be St. Patty's Day. So if you want, wear green. It's in a dark theater. Nobody's going to know if you are or not. Anyway, it's going to be March 17th. The doors are going to open at 5 p.m., and the discussion starts right after the movie at 7:20. And the title of the movie, and it's really appropriate for all ages, youth as well as adults. There's some great messages in it. And the next song I'm going to play is from the movie, A Monster Calls. Hope to see you there.
I want to hand you my heart and let you carry the load. Nobody tells you anything you need to know. I need a friend, but a friend is so hard to find. I need an answer, but I'm always one step behind. Guess it takes time learning to fly. Do you ever feel like all you want is to go home? To kiss the earth, to weave away. Some days I rage like a fire in the wilderness. Some days I
Tear Up the Town is the name of the song from the motion picture A Monster Calls, which will be at the lovely Vashon Theater on March 17th. Hope to see you there. And part of our free movie series. You know, there's going to be free movies every single month from March on. And we've got some really good titles coming up, including The Hours, Screenagers, The Miseducation of Cameron Post, What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Edge of 17, Paper Spiders, just to name a few. So, you got any fun plans for this spring? Because I'll tell you, with today's weather, we can pretty much tell winter's over, for the most part. I mean, we have had snow flurries come up in February before, but only a couple more days left of February, folks, and then we jump right in to March. So what do you got going on? You going anywhere? Well, hopefully you got some plans.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
That time of year, I think we all get a little case of cabin fever. Some of us, a big case cabin fever. I was lucky enough to get out of town last week for a little bit. Not that I need to get out of Vashon, but I'll tell you what, it sure is nice to have a little change of scenery. I think it does the spirit well to just get out a little bit. And if you're going on the road, please be safe. You know what I'm talking about. So a couple of other things. We only have a limited amount of time every week on this half-hour show. Unfortunately, I'd love to have a little longer air time, but keep in mind you are listening to KVSHLP, Vashon. If you know someone, or if you are someone that needs some help in, oh, could be substance use, could be behaviors, could be any number of things. Would you believe Vashon itself has over 18 meetings every single week, whether it be live or virtual, and you're welcome to attend. So if you do have an issue, you can do a couple of things. You can give me a call, Tom Walston at Vashon, easy for you to say, at Vashon VYFS. Sometimes that's a lot easier. Just VYFS. Give me a call there or stop in. And even if you don't feel like chatting at that point, come on in the lobby and there's a big stack of bright yellow 11 by 14 sheets of paper. It says local 12-step meetings on it. Not all of them are just 12-step. There are some non-sectarian meetings and non-secular meetings on there as well for you, too. So, you know, there's a lot of going on with recovery on the island, and I would love to see you, if you need it, play a role in it. And how appropriate to close out our show today with something from way back from Barry White and his Love Unlimited Orchestra. I love you all. See you next Tuesday.